You cut me off.
This is competition, buddy. If you're against us, you're gonna lose.
I want you to keep an eye on those two. Are they so much as flick an eyelash? I want to know.
Get a load of this stuff. We don't have time for an appraisal. Put it in the bag and let's get out of here.
What are you doing here?
You and your brother are supposed to be on your way to the airport.
You're taking a late flight out tonight.
Surf like this on the East Coast.
He's doing great.
Oh, the curl's closing out.
Oh. So much for great.
It's okay, he had some good rides. He'll qualify for the semifinals.
We're getting ready for the semifinals, and with me is Wally Siebert. Wally, it seems like we've been here before.
3 years running.
Well, you're the odds-on favorite, and the pressure's on you. Do you feel that pressure when you're out in the water?
No. All you can think about is the wave and the ride. It takes all your concentration. You don't have any time to think about anybody nor anything else.
Well, when you talk about anybody, Frank Hardy's been looking awful hot today. How do you feel about that?
Well, yeah, he's been a surprise. He's done real well, but I think he's manageable.
Well, that's the confidence of a champion. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We're getting ready for the semifinals. A lot of action and explosive surfing today. Challengers, Frank Hardy, definitely one of the finest competitors on the scene today. Welcome to Hawaii, Frank.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Tell us exactly how long have you been surfing?
Well, I've been surfing about 6 years, but this is the first time I've been in this kind of competition.
Well, we've been watching you this morning while you were surfing, and it's obvious that you put a lot of time and effort into preparing for today's competition. How do you expect to do?
Well, if I can come in the top five, I'll be happy.
Well, judging from what we've already seen, there's a good chance you might be in the top three. Just how are the waves breaking today?
They're coming. They're breaking pretty well. They're coming in fast, and you'll probably see a lot of wipeouts this afternoon.
Well, thank you very much, and good luck.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, you were great.
Thanks. The thrill of victory. Yeah, more like the agony of defeat. There's tons of water coming down every time you wipe out.
And on the next wave, Pomo, late takeoff. Fantastic recovery at the bottom of the wave. Riding it perfectly, showing that expert riding ability that all these champions are performing here today in the championship.
Oh, you know what they say. It's not whether you win or lose. Well, I didn't say for 18 months to come to Y to lose. At least not in the preliminaries.
Up on the outside, it's Wally Siebert. Beautiful bottom turn. Here he's pulling himself up into the tube. Nice and tight. Fantastic ride. Spectacular ride for Wally Siebert. That's going to earn him a lot of points.
Hey, nice ride, Pomo. Nice going. You too, Wally.
All right, thank you very much.
You guys look like you're glued to the boards out there.
Good wave.
Frank took off on a big one.
Yeah, it bit back.
Next time, just watch Pomo. He knows the surf around here better than anybody. It takes the easy ride home.
This goofy footer would have to paddle in if he didn't have me for a guide.
Hey, they're collecting the scores.
We have four qualifiers for the semis. Pomo Kelly.
Hey, man.
Hey, nice going.
Wally Siebert.
All right.
Graham Turnbolt.
All right, Graham.
And Frank Hardy.
All right! Talk about a dark horse. Well, if you're born with it, all it takes a little grace and skill and a little luck.
A little?
We have to figure out a way of convincing Dad to move his operation to Hawaii.
Why? I thought you didn't like to surf.
Who said anything about surfing?
Oh, I met a couple of bellboys today. They got a band that said we're doing a little concert tonight on the beach. What do you say we all go?
Oh, it'll have to be late. Liz and I only have 45 minutes to get to the hotel and get changed. We have jobs, remember?
Sorry, I forgot.
Hawaii does that to you.
They got my watch, your ID.
They also got the plane tickets.
Check the shoe.
They got the money. They were thorough.
Let's face it, we've been wiped out.
Lieutenant Kirk here. Anything yet on the burglary in the Hawaiian Surf Hotel?
Yes, yeah. Okay, mahalo.
Well, your airline tickets were cashed in about 3 hours ago.
Oh, terrific. Didn't they get a description or anything?
They got your brother's driver's license number for identification. Don't you guys take any precautions? You know, traveler's checks. You gotta check your valuables with the front desk.
Believe me, we thought about all that stuff on the way down here.
Well, it's a little late, brother.
Yes, sir. What are the chances of finding our stuff?
Cameras and watches? Those things have probably already been sold to a tourist who was looking for a bargain. Now, look, don't feel bad. You're not the first one, and you won't be the last. We had a run on this. The MO fits. Quick hits on merchandisable items.
I know it may not seem like much, but that's all we had.
The ring that's been pulling these heists has come up with quite a total in the past 2 months. And besides, there are a lot more people out there who will wear much more valuable things than cameras around their necks.
Yeah, maybe we got off lucky, huh?
Hey, now look. Look, if anything comes up, we'll try to get in touch with you, okay?
Okay, thank you. Well, I'd hate to be you when you called Dad.
Me?
You're the one who wanted to end at the surfing competition.
Thanks. Well, maybe we don't have to call him for a while. I mean, we're paid at the hotel through the end of the week.
What are we going
to
eat? Coconuts?
Could be worse.
I know. We'll get a job at a hotel. Waiter? Busboy?
I've got a better idea.
What's the matter with my idea?
Come on.
Gee, I heard what happened. The desk clerk said they really cleaned you out.
Yeah, well, we'll be fine.
Well, look, when you come for dinner, be sure and ask for one of my tables. I mean, two can dine as cheaply as one.
Yeah.
Hey, the chef is a friend of mine.
That's great. Thanks a lot.
What are friends for? See you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bell Captain 2-4, please.
I don't think I'm going to have much of an appetite.
Yeah, well, we've got to go through with it. Okay, keep your eyes open. The desk is getting busy. This may be it.
Do you have any messages for room 613?
Yes, here it is. The party didn't leave the name, just the phone number you could call them.
Okay, good. Thanks a lot.
Oh, once again, I'd like to extend the apologies of the hotel for what happened. The house detectives have been alerted. Hopefully your valuables will be recovered.
I hope so. Don't touch the door. Fingerprints.
You'll have to forgive me. I'm new at working on this end.
Okay, so put it in the bag and let's get out of here. Get the binoculars.
A couple of orders of mahi-mahi later.
Well, thanks, but you don't have to.
Oh, it's okay. The mahi-mahi is going slow tonight.
What Frank means is you don't have to go through the trouble.
Oh.
Yeah, we got some money from home. I think we'll probably just start with the
The Japanese shrimp.
How about the prime rib Hawaiian?
This is an outrage. I distinctively remember leaving our key with you right here on this desk.
Sir, I'm sorry, but there is no key in your box.
I always leave the key in case we're separated or lose the other.
I want to see the manager. There's something going on here.
I am the night manager, and I assure you everything will be done to recover your valuables.
That ring belonged to my grandmother. There's no telling how much it's worth now.
Knock a demi nut pie for dessert.
You must have been very generous.
Well, Dad wanted us to have a good time.
You're not going to disappoint him.
Hardy?
Yeah.
Name's Squire, house detective.
What do you want?
Never mind. You two, come with me. All right, wise guys. I know you ripped off that room. You were seen hanging around the lobby.
What are you talking about?
You think you're smart, don't you?
He's smart. I'm cute.
You know, I can't prove anything, but I know you pulled that job. Now, if I was you, I'd get off this island, toot sweet. You got my meaning?
Subtlety is obviously not your forte.
You know, I'm going to watch every move you make because I'm going to get you both. You got my meaning?
We're beginning to get your meaning.
That's good. Real good.
Excuse us.
Let's call somebody up here and see. How about that? Joe? Joe is a friend of mine from the mainland, and he's here visiting. Joe, come on! Joe Hardy, ladies and gentlemen. He's got his little band back home. He's not very good, but we're kind of loose up here.
Wonderful introduction. Great way to build up an audience's expectations.
Come on, Joe!
Oh, go ahead, Joe. We want to hear you.
Come on, Joe.
Come on, Joe.
Come on.
Wait a minute. Just a little security precaution.
What are you doing?
Well, we've got this little group back home. And, you know, I play every once in a while, little gigs, nothing much, but, well, every time I begin to sing, Frank leaves.
That's just his imagination.
So, as a safety measure, I brought along a little tape recorder here. So when we're finished, I can play it back for him.
That's one way to make sure of an audience. What's the matter with me? I'm sorry. Would you like something to drink?
Yeah.
I'm buying.
Great. I see what he means.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised to the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her a man now. And with the radio blast and goes cruising just as fast as she can now.
Don't make a sound.
All I want to do is talk to you, buddy.
You and your brother's supposed to be on your way to the airport.
You're taking a late flight out tonight.
Gee, I'd like to, but I can't afford it. Airline tickets were stolen.
Oh, my goodness. You got enough bread to buy two more. You better do it, pal.
Just be on that flight. No excuses. You got the word?
And remember, for the next 60 seconds, your feet are caught in that cement.
Come on, Joe, not now. I promise I'm gonna listen to it later. Right now, we've gotta think about how we're gonna handle those guys. They must be part of a burglary ring and don't like us meddling in their territory. Wally said to get on the next airplane out. You think we should do it?
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to. Nobody's running us off the island.
biggest mistake of our young, soon-to-be-terminated lives.
Well, they were just trying to scare us off.
Yeah, well, they're doing a pretty good job, because I'm scared.
Don't let it show. If they're the ones who ripped us off, then they'll make the first move. Keep your eyes open.
I'll be fine. I'll just hang out here on the beach with the criminals. What if they make their next move out in the surf?
Try not to think about that.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about it.
Out there, Pomo.
Too bad it was just practice out there. Hey, where'd you get the glasses? Your brother said you got ripped off yesterday.
We took a licking, but we keep on ticking.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
Fine set of eyes.
Thanks.
The binoculars, can I have them? Ah, expensive, I'll bet.
Hey, wasn't a couple at the hotel ripped off for a pair like that?
Hey, Frank's got a wave out there. Look, will you take a look at that? Look at that wave out there.
Hey, Wally and Frank got the same wave. Phew. Wow, did you see that? Look out. He can get killed that way.
Hey, Frank's gone down.
They both went down.
Wally's board must have hit him right on the head.
Frank, stop moving.
An accident.
You sure?
No. But if that's their move, the next one's mine.
You cut me off.
You're right.
I don't hear any apologies.
Well, I apologize. I didn't finish the job.
Look, the way I see it, there's enough room in this island for everybody.
Well, you figured wrong. You were supposed to be on that plane last night. This island is strictly ours.
Yours?
Room 824, does that ring a bell?
Yeah, you know about that?
Yeah, now give us the goodies and get off this island.
We did the work.
This is competition, buddy. If you're against us, you're gonna lose. Accidents happen out there. The bottom's shallow, the coral's sharp, and these boards. See these boards, they got big teeth. We'll give you a call at the hotel, and if you think of running, don't. We'll know.
Keep an eye on those two. If they so much as flick an eyelash, I want to know.
From here on, we'd better handle things right, or they're going to be shipping us home by air freight.
There's nothing dangerous. We just deal, that's all.
Yeah, after that little number Wally pulled on you, I'm not so sure.
It'll all be over soon.
I was wondering when we're going to hear from you two. Come in, quick.
Did you make contact?
Yes.
Actually, Frank did.
Good. Truth is, I didn't expect too much to come out of you two working undercover.
It hasn't yet. They're going to set up a meeting.
They?
Well, one of them, Wally Siebert, who's a surfer, is going to call us. They want everything we took from your room.
You see, Lieutenant Kirk's idea wasn't such a bad one after all. That young man could be the best lead we've had since Officer Motto died.
Motto?
Oh, yeah, 3 months ago. He was really getting close to something, and then one night, hit and run got him.
These people play for high stakes. Lieutenant Kirk must have told you that when you volunteered.
Yes, ma'am. He just didn't tell us quite how high.
What do you want us to do when they come for the jewelry?
Give it to them. The stuff is too rich to sell on the street. When they try to move it through a fence, we'll be able to follow it like radar.
The important thing is that you two find out as much as you can and then get out. Lieutenant Kirk was specific about that. Don't put yourselves in any unnecessary danger.
Frank's already crossed that line.
Joe, it looked worse than it was.
Well, however it looks, from here on in, you will adhere to that rule, understand? Well, now, Mrs. Engels and I will be checking out. Our presence only jeopardizes yours.
Who do we call, Lieutenant Kirk?
No, one of our people will contact you. You just go on enjoying yourselves like any two young mainland tourists.
We'll do our best.
I've lost my appetite.
It'll be over soon. Wally said they'd contact us tonight.
Got a message for you. Wally said to meet him in your room.
He called you? I didn't know you knew him that well.
Everybody knows Wally.
When's the meeting?
15 minutes.
So she's part of the gang, too. Becky. She's the last one I thought would be involved in this.
Well, like Dad always says,
criminals don't wear numbers until they're on the inside.
Remember, when they get here, if it comes to any rough stuff, I'll take Wally and you take off.
My pleasure.
Joe, this place has been taken apart.
So is Plan One.
Hey, I'm glad to see you could make it. I see you met Lou.
Not formally.
And I say you don't have to. All right, man, where's this stuff? We checked Aaron in the car.
Hope you left the wheels.
Look, before we give you this stuff, we'd like to make you a deal.
Hardy, you tried playing games with me this afternoon.
No, no games. We just want to stay in the odds a little longer. You have to admit we pulled a clean job.
I told you this is our side of the ocean.
You could use talent like ours.
That's really some kind of talent. We knew you busted into the Ingalls room before they did.
Yeah, well, if you knew everything, you'd know where the stuff was.
Well, it's only going to take Lou about 5 minutes to get that out of you. Lou?
Wait, hold it. Yeah, wait a minute. You guys were lucky last night. But I think it's only fair to warn you that Frank here is a black belt, master of the martial arts. Show him, Frank.
Well, all right, hold it, Lou. We don't need that kind of noise or trouble.
It's your choice. We'll give you the stuff and you fix it so we can work the islands.
Your people call the shots. 50-50.
70-30. You take 30.
40. 60-40. Come on, we've got talent. We didn't just fall off the banana boat.
All right. I'll put in a word and you give me the stuff.
Joe?
You guys weren't even warm. The honors.
Hey, you guys are smart.
All right, like I said, I'll tell the man. If he says okay, you work when and where he says, all right?
Good. We'll be waiting.
Hey, I'm sure you will.
Oh, that was close. What made you think of that black belt business?
I thought it was a pretty good bluff.
Yeah, some bluff. He would have chewed me up in little pieces. That was a chance I had to take.
Sorry, but I don't think I fell up to an evening with you guys.
There seems to be an epidemic of headaches this evening. First Becky, now Liz.
I sure like to know how they're mixed up in this.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I got the same response you did when Becky told you Wally called.
They must be waiting for some sort of a word from Wally that we've been accepted into their clan.
Come on.
Sorry to say, Frank, but with only you for company, the moonlight seems to lose a little of its charm.
Well, you're not exactly my idea of a good time, either.
Don't make a sound, either. Where are the jewels?
Jewels? What jewels?
Wally Siever took them.
I know that. Did he say where they were going?
Huh?
Officer Capullo, Lieutenant Kirk's division. Your new contact.
You sure have a strange way of making a contact.
He seemed to have a way of losing yours. Why'd the girls bug out on you?
We don't know exactly.
We think it has something to do with Wally Siebert and his gang, but we're waiting to hear from them now.
Did you follow the plan the way Lieutenant Kirk told you to?
Yeah.
We think they bought it. At least they seem to.
Good. Here's a safe number where you can call me when they get in touch. Just ask for Charlie and tell whoever answers where the surf's up.
You think they'll work that fast?
They always have. These kids who go broke over here or runways, always somebody in trouble.
That's how they get kids to rip off rooms for them.
Right.
Well, if you've caught them, why can't you get the information you need?
No one's ever been able to make direct contact before. Either that or they've been afraid to talk.
That I can buy.
If their MO holds, they'll call you when they want you to make a move. Don't lose that number.
Don't worry, we won't.
Hey, you guys are doing a great job. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Why is it I wished he just said goodbye, adios, we'll be talking to you, anything. Just go home, fellas.
This is one time I couldn't agree with you more.
Joe, not right now. We've got to figure out how to stay a step ahead of Wally and find a way to contact the police whenever they include us in the next burglary.
Well, no telephone messages, no calls, no keys. Looks like our friend Capullo's guessed wrong on every count.
The way that surf looks, I'd keep your mind on the competition. You won't be answering any phone calls or turning a key.
Thanks for the encouragement. Joe, my entry fee?
Now the surfers are heading into the water. Five judges will get into.
See Liz anywhere?
Easy, Joe. We may both need our concentration today.
One of us has to keep an eye on him. There she is.
On a scale from 1 to 20, will depend on how well he can maneuver the board and how long he can stay up.
Liz?
Hey, Joe. Where's your brother?
He's paying his entry fee. Surf looks great, huh?
There's been some good waves.
We missed you guys last night. Where were you?
Joe, we've seen too many good guys hook up with Wally Siebert. And if you don't mind, just count us out.
Count you out? What are you talking about?
We came here to have fun, not to get in trouble.
Becky, you got us all wrong. We don't want any trouble.
Now the green flag is up. Competition begins. Only one surfer can catch each wave. So the first man up has the right wave. We have two surfers on the crest of the wave.
Don't waste your money. Show's over.
It hasn't even started yet. At least I get a chance to show my flying wipeout.
Yeah, well, not today. Our show's at North Beach Hotel, 6040, just like you wanted.
Come on, we can't just leave.
Well, I got a bum knee from yesterday, and you chicken out. You're just not up to this competition.
Well, what about the crowds?
Most of these people are from North Beach. They'll never notice another scratch, and while they're laughing it up, we'll be cleaning them out.
Look, why don't we just wait?
All right, now, looky here. You got the car, and I got the keys. You the smart guys, remember? He's your brother.
Joe, we gotta go.
Go where?
I'm sure she knows. North Beach Hotel.
Frank, I think you got them all wrong.
I don't think so. Come on, we gotta hurry.
Sometimes you have to take chances.
Come on, Joe.
Bye, Liz. I want you to call this number. Ask for Charlie and tell him the surf's up at the North Beach Hotel, all right? Bye.
Becky, I think they're in trouble.
Look, we'll let it be their trouble, not ours.
We've been looking for a connection.
action, but this doesn't seem right. How are we going to pull this off in broad daylight?
It's just too strange. The big man thought you might be some of the brightest manpower we run into. Wait till we get inside to put these on. The goodies go in the bag, and you work with Lou, all right?
Frank and I are used to working together.
Yeah, right. Lou will take care of you.
Joe and I don't like being split up.
You're in for 40%, right? I'll call the shots.
Mr. John Derenfield, white courtesy phone, please. Tonight's combo in the roof room will be the Green Diamond. Performance will start at 8 p.m. Please join us. Ms. Rona Arden, please contact the reception desk.
All right, come on, hurry up. Get inside.
Adam 6 to Adam 22.
Adam 22, over.
Nothing yet from the Hardy Boys.
All right, now, these keys open up any door here. Play housekeeper, all right?
Okay. Housekeeping?
Room service. Hello.
Housekeeping. The towels you ordered.
I didn't order any towels.
What, is this room 624?
No, it's 312.
That explains it. I'm in the wrong room. I'm sorry.
What happened?
A day later. How long are we going to keep this up?
Till we're finished.
Adam 6 to Adam 22.
Adam 22, over.
Got a call here from a girl, Code Charlie.
A girl?
Yeah, something about the surf. Surf's up at North Beach Hotel.
Gotcha.
10-4.
All right, let's go. No, not that way. 386, turn it around.
Quick. What now?
All right, dump some stuff in the suitcases.
Yeah, this
a lot of cash here. Why don't we take our split now?
Oh, man, don't get cute. Bell, Captain, this is room 386, Mr. and Mrs. Kleinsmith. Could you pick up our luggage now?
All right, let's go.
Thank you.
Take that service card back to the closet and dump the jackets.
Mr. and Mrs. Clyde Smith. You know, we wouldn't want him to fly away without us.
Come on, cut the chatter, huh?
We've got a vested interest to protect here.
Yeah, right. All right, drop off me and Lou at the van. We're going to contact you later.
Adam 22. Want an immediate check run on all land reservations for Mr. and Mrs. Clyde Smith.
What a day. Hope it wasn't a complete wipeout.
Well, it's up to Kapala now. We did our part.
Except for your apology to Becky and Liz. They really came through.
I know. I'll apologize. I was sure she was in on it with Wally.
Frank.
Those bags didn't go to the airport.
I think we may be meeting Mr. and Mrs. Smith after all.
Yes, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. C-106 poolside.
Doesn't look like he got a tip.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Mr. Smith.
McGuire, the house detective. No wonder they can get keys to whatever rooms they want. You must have connections all over the islands.
I think it's about time we called the police.
Yeah, well, that's a thought. You want to meet the man? Go on.
We've met.
Louis.
He's not so tough. Who is it?
It's Wally.
What are these two doing here?
We got a problem. These guys were on their way to call the cops.
You idiot. You shouldn't have brought him here to me. We'll have to take him with us. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Move it.
All right. Come on. Get out of here.
Turn that off.
Turn what off?
Got
Kindly turn down that music, sir.
What music? Hear any music? I don't hear any music.
I don't hear any music.
You're causing a disturbance now. Turn that thing down.
We're very sorry, officer.
No, we're not sorry.
Who is this clown? Buzz off, buddy. I'll play what I want to.
Not in this hotel, you won't. Come on.
You're doing a wonderful job.
Those men are the ones who've been robbing the hotel.
Officer Kapala, stop those guys.
No.
Joe, do you mind turning that thing off now?
I was just getting into it.
Listen, I want to apologize for thinking that you were in on it with Wally.
The apology goes both ways. We're both lucky Joe trusted Liz enough to give her Capella's number.
Yeah.
The least I expected was to see Joe tonight.
There he is, over there.
I'd like to dedicate this song to a young lady who kept today from being a total wipeout. And good luck to all the surfers tomorrow in the pipeline competition.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California, yeah. You'd see you wearing the baggies, your sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde head, surfing USA. You catch him surfing out of
there, inside, outside, USA.
Where's your county line?
Inside, outside, USA.
Santa Cruz and Jones,
inside,
outside, USA. A stretch of Nairobi,
inside, outside, USA.
Follow the Manhattan,
inside, outside, USA.
Down the Rainy Way,
inside, outside,
everybody's got surfing,
surfing USA.
I'll be planning out a route we're gonna take real soon. We're waxing down our soul, we can't wait for June. We'll all be gone for the summer, we're on safari to stay. Tell the teacher we're surfing, surfing USA. Haggerty's and Swan,
inside, outside,
Pacific Palisades.